You are listening to a summary of Cracking the Code of Digital M&A, a report by Jeremy Boot, Eleanor Harper, Jesper Nielsen, and Jens Kengelbach.
Mergers and acquisitions in pursuit of digital technologies have ramped up considerably, as established companies would rather purchase enterprises with built-in expertise than develop the knowledge internally. But to achieve their goals, as professionals at the Boston Consulting Group explain in this authoritative report, dealmakers need to go beyond looking for cost savings and revenue efficiencies to unlock less evident and often intangible sources of value. Investment bankers and digital entrepreneurs will find this expert analysis particularly relevant and insightful.
Deal volume in digital mergers and acquisitions. Transactions in which firms buy businesses with the technological capabilities they need totaled $658 billion in 2017, a 100% increase since 2012. The typical digital acquisition averaged $151 million, with most priced below $100 million. Non-tech sector firms would rather buy than build, because technologies can become outdated quickly and acquiring proficiency internally is difficult. Furthermore, the competition for top talent is intense. Digital company valuations are high, and justifying them can be challenging. To succeed, dealmakers need to look for value enhancers that less sophisticated purchasers might overlook. Finding these benefits, often intangible and tricky to translate into quantifiable advantage, encompasses four stages. 1. Search for targets in non-traditional ways. To establish the criteria for pursuing a target, an acquirer must understand its own needs, determine how technology could make an impact on its business, and assess the aspects in which it could be competitive. In addition to traditional financial metrics, a purchaser should consider uncommon sources of data, such as industry ties, patents, and sector publications. 2. Evaluate targets' value with a digital mindset. To determine the worth of a potential acquisition, a buyer should assess cost and revenue synergies, the target enterprise's expertise and abilities, its business relationships and networks, and its access to critical end-user data that could provide insights into customer preferences. 3. Differentiate your offer to woo digital targets. The acquiring firm must convincingly sell its strategy to generate value through a merger. The target's management and shareholders need to be assured of the acquirer's ability to make the combined entity work. 4. Manage the integration to preserve value. After the transaction, the parent must protect the benefits gained through the acquisition. Executives should retain critical managers, avoid burdensome governance, and maintain the existing business culture rather than try to change it. The merged businesses should work together as equals in pursuit of shared aspirations, carefully handling the transition so as to minimize any loss of expertise.